The following broadcast of Compassion Radio was from our vast archive of programming content.
They're just floating in nothingness and drowning in despair. These young people from the college are the only voices out there on the street saying there is something more than just what you see right now. There is hope for your future. There is a purpose.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Welcome back in to this edition of the Daily Radio Ministry Journal, known as Compassion Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We thank God for His faithfulness and provisions in so many ways. And we also thank the Lord for our favorite dynamic duo, Norm and Cher Nelson. Those are my words, by the way, not theirs. Norm and Cher are back in the studio today to discuss a unique trip to the Holy Land. But they certainly didn't go there to see the historical sites, per se, but rather, they went to school. Here's Norm now to get the conversation started.
All right, our guest in the studio today is not really a guest. She's my wife. Cher is here in the studio at Compassion Radio. Honey, great to see you across the table.
Thank you. I don't
get your papers spread out in front of you. We're excited about the topic that we are going to be discussing today because you and I just got back from the Holy Land. And in the context of that, we had the opportunity to visit one of our favorite places in the Holy Land, and that is Bethlehem Bible College.
Absolutely.
And we want to kind of update our listeners on why we're excited about this place, a little bit about our experience of being there, and some additional information that perhaps they don't have with regard to this wonderful institution that God has raised up there in the city of Bethlehem, the not-so-little town of Bethlehem. It's quite a city. Cher, we had a wonderful time at the college, didn't we?
Well, it's always wonderful to be first in Bethlehem. That's just, well, I suppose magical is not a proper word to use about Bethlehem, but it's just such an intriguing town to be in. It was exciting, too, just to see that things were growing there. We stayed in a hotel that we had not seen before.
Yeah.
We saw a new building going on. That was extremely encouraging because, of course, the economic situation there is so desperate. And even with the wall just almost within touching distance of the school now, it's still, there were hopeful signs that things good are happening there. But the school looked fantastic. When you think about where it started years ago, what, in the late 70s, with just a small, pitiful little building, and now they have moved into buildings that were sold to them by other organizations, but that are just such good-looking buildings, such happy buildings to go to. It just looks like it's thriving, and we went inside to look. It's so well kept up. The kids look terrific. They're excited. They were working very hard while we were there because there was an event going on. But the spirit of enthusiasm and love for the Lord is just contagious there.
It really is. We talked about the wall. We had not seen the wall. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was built due to some really profound security issues and concerns among the Israeli government. We certainly understand that. I was pleased that the wall was not a preoccupation.
No.
With our friends at Bethlehem Bible College. And as you say, you can see the wall right from the campus. We walked there in 2 minutes and took quite a few photographs and so forth. But they are not obsessed with this wall. And as difficult as it may be in some respects, they understand why it's there. They understand that it's a security issue and so forth. But there was no negativity expressed about it or anything. They have gone ahead and they're doing their business for the Lord. They have a positive attitude. And as you said, everybody looked terrific. The campus looked great. And one of the things that really excited me is before we actually got out of our car, we drove up to the campus, and I noticed a sign on the library, which had Bethlehem Bible College Library, but it also had added the words, and we'd never seen this before, public library.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about that is, think about this, they are making the books and the resources, and this is Christian literature.
Mm-hmm.
Material that honors Jesus Christ and reflects their commitment to the gospel and all of that. This material is identified as public. It's available mm-hmm. to people in the community, which is, of course, overwhelmingly Muslim in terms of its religious background. But it is so typical of the spirit of Bethlehem Bible College. We're here to spread the word. We're here to share the good news of Christ. We're here to be a service to the community. I was really overwhelmed by that. I love seeing that.
Well, I do too. And although we talk about it being overwhelmingly Muslim, we have to talk about the large Christian community that is in the West Bank, too.
Absolutely.
And they have no opportunity to go back and forth to get Christian information. Now, there is a bookstore open in Bethlehem,
right. But
very many of them don't have the resources to be able to go in and buy. But for the Christians there on the West Bank to have the opportunity to come into that library, to bring their children into the library and learn there, that's just a fantastic thing.
It's a place where the joy of the Lord is very much in evidence, and we saw that on the faces, in the spirit, and in the, it's not so much optimism, that's a secular term, it's hope. And it represents the commitment on the part of this wonderful institution filled with young people. That's mm-hmm. the exciting thing mm-hmm. about it. Marvelous faculty, but filled with young people who are all committed to the gospel of Christ, living for him and being a witness to the faith that has been in that community since the very beginning. It's Bethlehem, for heaven's sake, where Jesus Christ was born. It's just wonderful to see that. Now, honey, you have some information about Bethlehem Bible College, and it's basic information that I think would be interesting for you to share with our listeners, many of whom have never heard about and are not even aware that such a school exists in Bethlehem.
That's true. We forget that sometimes because it's so much a part of our hearts. But one of the things that I think is so intriguing and interesting about it for people that don't know is that it was started by Arab Christians.
Yes.
This wasn't something that was planted by a United States ministry that went over there to evangelize or whatever. This was birthed in the heart of Christian Arabs who realized that their young people were not going to be able to go places and study the way they had had the opportunity when they were young. And so they started this wonderful opportunity.
Honey, the school was started back in 1979. It's been there for a while. One of the things that I love to point out is that it exists. It sits on the main road between Jerusalem and Bethlehem.
On the Hebron Road.
On the Hebron Road, exactly.
How classic can that be? And one of the things that's just happened there on the campus is this 30-foot cross that a congregation in Minneapolis has made available to them. They have erected this huge wooden cross, which they hand carried and dreamed up their pulleys and all of the things that they had to do to erect this cross. And it sits towering over the Bethlehem-Hebron Road and just is such a witness to the birthplace of Christ.
Isn't that interesting? That, and you and I struggle with this. In fact, we don't struggle with it. We don't like it at all. That in so many churches in America that seek to be sensitive, as we put it, seeker sensitive, the cross has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Bethlehem, in the midst of a Muslim community, essentially, the cross of Christ has been erected mm-hmm. and is visible and displayed with not the slightest bit of hesitation about whether or not it will in some way create a problem, you know, for those who see it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that fact. They're very, very upfront about their commitment to Jesus Christ, and that cross represents that.
Right, and to have the cross somehow towering over the birthplace, it's sort of the whole story of Jesus right there at Manger Square. It's a beautiful sight to see. Some of the things besides just studying at the college, and there are many different courses now that the kids can study. It's not just coming to study the Bible. There are applications for it, too. But the kids get involved in so many things. They are volunteered to local churches and youth fellowships. There are over 30 Christian churches on the West Bank. So there are many groups that need guidance, and these young people get practical experience while they're at Bible school and doing these things. They're involved in charitable outreaches to the community. They help with the Shepherd Society, which our old-time listeners will remember that we have helped a couple of times.
That's right.
Shepherd Society is a part of Bethlehem Bible College, and they reach out to the needy in the community. The kids are involved in a food distribution to the needy in the community. They're involved in the annual week-long health clinic where they learn to do all kinds of things so that they can help provide medical help. They do sports outreaches, youth retreats. They're responsible for the summer camps that the school runs. They're involved in chapel services at the school where they use their musical talents, their Bible teaching talents, their testimonies to be a part of the chapel service. They are all involved in cell groups so that they have discipleship with a faculty member. They lead students on retreats, and they offer seminars to fortify the spiritual development of the young people in the community. And one of the things we didn't mention with the library is that it's open to the pastors of these 30 churches to come and study for their messages, because they don't have the luxury of having their own libraries in their churches or their own studies, but they can come to the Bible College and prepare. So all of the students who have graduated from the school still have all of those resources to come and use.
I love what you pointed out here, honey, because the point is, and we have this, of course, in the U.S. too, in many of our fine Christian colleges and so forth, the notion that ministry doesn't begin the day you graduate.
No.
When the students come to school here, they begin to minister. They begin to serve the community.
Absolutely.
They begin to demonstrate the love of Christ. And in a place where there has been so much violence and where so many young people have been sucked into all kinds of violence, you know, directed toward Israeli soldiers, and these young people have been channeling, finding ways to channel the energy in more positive directions. And I think this is an absolutely essential element, and one of the reasons why we're so excited about Bethlehem Bible College is that it shows another way.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the way of Christ. It shows the way of nonviolence. It shows the way of suffering love in the context of all of the difficulties that are raised. And somehow in the midst of the politics of life in that part of the world, we get all sucked into these situations which look insoluble. And yet, here's a community that is saying to its young people, mm-hmm, here's a way to serve in the spirit of Christ, and here's a way to bear witness to the love and the mercy and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That last part of what you just said is so important, that they're bearing witness to the hope and the power of Jesus Christ. We were in Hebron, and we got involved, as we always do,
yeah,
with a bunch of the young people on the street, and we walked along with them and, you know, started conversations with them and just got enveloped with a sense of their hopelessness.
Yeah.
That there's nothing for them. There's no work for them. There's no future for them. There's no hope. All they want to do is get out and go to the United States or go to Europe or go somewhere, because there's no hope for them there.
Yeah.
We tried during our limited time there to offer them a perspective that was more eternal than just immediate.
Right now, honey, I can see the faces.
Wasim particularly.
Of those children that were hanging on to us.
Yes.
And hanging around us.
But the young guys too,
yeah,
the young teenagers that were,
yeah,
there. But these young people from the Bible College go out to minister to these kids on the street,
yeah,
who are not particularly Muslim and they're not Christian. They're just floating in nothingness and drowning in despair. These young people from the college are the only voices out there on the street saying there is something more than just what you see right now. There is hope for your future. There is hope for your life. There is a purpose.
And when you see these kids at Bethlehem Bible College, if there's a group of more handsome kids anywhere in the world, I don't know where it would be. One time you said to me, before I had been to China, but you said, you can always tell the Christians because there's a sparkle in their eyes. That is true. The same thing is true among these Christian young people at Bethlehem Bible College.
It's the sense of hope and the sense of joy that comes,
yeah,
through the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of the worst circumstances.
That's right. You know, I was talking with Terry Madison. Of course, Terry is an old friend of ours and knew about Bethlehem Bible College long before I did. We were talking about the fact that this college is accessible to American evangelicals because they have a choir that performs in churches. And I would recommend that if any of you are thinking about making a trip to the Holy Land,
that you try
to find a way to spend some time, even if it's an hour or two, at the college there. Maybe on your visit to the city of Bethlehem, there's a way that you can do that. They have a guest house. It's a wonderful, clean, delightful place. Mm-hmm. Meals are available, and they will host you, and you will get to know these Christian young people and the faculty. You will develop a personal relationship with them, and that's such a wonderful opportunity. But not everybody can do that. But this choir comes to America from time to time, and they perform in churches in various locations around the country, and they will come to your church. That is a possibility. And you can meet them, you can talk to them, you can see the gleam in their eye that we were talking about. You can talk to them about their faith, and you get a sense of the depth of their commitment to Christ, the lack of bitterness, the sense of calling that God has placed in their hearts and lives. And I'm telling you, in a world where the political news day after day, which is so negative and that leaves you so depressed and wondering, is there a solution? Is there an answer? When you meet and see and talk to and develop a relationship with these Palestinian Christian kids, you know that Christ is alive in the Palestinian territories and that God is at work there, and you'll want to pray for them and stand with them and support them. And that, of course, is the project that we have going here at Compassion Radio.
People will probably want to know, too, that the choir is the heart of the Christmas Eve service in Manger Square every year in Bethlehem.
Imagine
that. If you see that on television or you're ever able to be there in person, you will see the choir. They are beloved in Bethlehem.
And they know what they're singing about personally.
Yes, they do. And Norm, I just want to mention that should people have the opportunity to go to Bethlehem, there are volunteer opportunities. There are short-term, anywhere from 2 weeks up to 6 months. There are long-term opportunities, 6 months and longer. But even if you could only be there for an afternoon and you have a specialty, you could do a guest lecture for the school. But there are all kinds of things. You could go for a couple of weeks and help them in their gift shop or help with the Shepherd Society. You could do some general maintenance. You could help with gardening if you have that gift. There are all kinds of things that just on short-term trips, you could do some wonderful good for them and in that way get involved in the life of the school.
It's a fantastic add-on to the experience of walking where Jesus walked. And when we go to the Holy Land and we have tours, we're always talking in the past tense, at least so much of the time. And that's understandable. We want to celebrate these wonderful events from Scripture that are at the heart of our faith. And we want to see these places in Israel that reflect the greatest events in the history of mankind and all of that. What is so exciting is to be surprised by the power of grace that exists in a place that you are surprised it exists in, among people that you never dreamed knew about Christ and were following him with courage and with joy. It's an absolutely wonderful opportunity.
And you would, if you wanted to, you could be received with grace in a home for a meal.
That's right.
They love being hospitable, and they would love having you for a lunch or a dinner, and you could get to know a family there. Just if you ever have any desire for that, call us here, and we'll set you up with the right people to contact.
This is not only an encouragement for you to address the issue of the peace situation in the Holy Land, in Israel today, not just from the standpoint of politics, but from the standpoint of the living Christ, who is alive, who is well, who is working in this place, where the living Christ was born, where he came to visit this planet. C.S. Lewis talks about that, this visitor from outer space who came. You can have the same experience. And I want to encourage, obviously, our listeners to consider being a partner with Bethlehem Bible College and Compassion Radio. We've known this school for a long time. This is not a fly-by-night relationship. We have seen it grow. We have seen it increase in terms of its prestige and the fruit that it is bearing. From the students who go out from there, equipped with the knowledge of the Word of God and a knowledge of Christ. And it is the most exciting thing. If you can contribute and will contribute to this, you will take a step and you will make a contribution. I would say the most important contribution you can make to the peace of Jerusalem, which we talk about so often and yearn for in our love of Jesus Christ, our love of Israel, and our love of the Holy Land, and all of that. What an opportunity to get involved in a positive way.
Another great encouragement from Norman Scher on today's Compassion Radio in a broadcast from our vast audio archive. Here now, more good words from Norm on Bethlehem Bible College.
Bethlehem Bible College may not be familiar to you, especially if you're a fairly new listener to Compassion Radio. Well, you need to know about this amazing school, located right on the main road between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. In fact, it's just a short distance from Manger Square and the site of our Lord's birth in Bethlehem. It's a place that you need to visit the next time you go to the Holy Land. Now, Bethlehem Bible College was founded back in 1979 by Dr. Bashara Awad. It was created to provide training in the Bible, in theology, and in other necessary disciplines needed by Palestinian Christian young people who feel the call of God on their lives to serve the Lord in ministry. One of the most unfortunate blind spots that we American evangelicals have is our lack of awareness about or indifference toward the vibrant and spiritually alive community of Christian brothers and sisters that exists among the Arab population of Israel's Palestinian territories. These Palestinian believers have been in the land since the very beginning of Christianity, and they carry on a significant and courageous witness to Christ in the midst of very difficult circumstances. They are, for the most part, caught in the middle of the conflict between the more high-profile antagonists in this conflict. Scher and I have been visiting Bethlehem Bible College since the 1990s, and we are not only impressed by the quality of training that it gives to its students. I'm not hesitant at all to say that I believe that Bethlehem Bible College is the most important Christian educational institution that exists today anywhere in the Middle East. The young people it is training for ministry in the service of Christ hold the key to the resolution of the seemingly unsolvable conflict between Jew and Arab in Israel and beyond. In a place where epithets are hurled, they embrace empathy. They understand that prayer is more powerful than provocative protests. Now, my friend, isn't this exactly what we're all looking for in the Middle East? We are supporting the scholarship fund of Bethlehem Bible College and offering financial assistance to the committed students who are pursuing a Christian education but who lack the funds to cover the costs of their study at this wonderful college. Now, here's how you can help to cover the cost of educating one of the deserving students at Bethlehem Bible College.
The cost to scholarship one student for a year is $900, or for one semester, it's $450. Other amounts to consider would be $100 for 1 month's scholarship or $25 for a week.
And of course, your gift of $20 or $50, $100 or whatever will, in concert with the gifts of others, help provide for all of the kinds of incidental but necessary items that are required during a year's educational experience. This is exactly the kind of investment that I believe in. So, send your best gift today to help fund our Bethlehem Bible College scholarship project. Nothing you can do is more important to achieving peace in the Holy Land than this.
Thank you, Norm. Will you help bring more light to the biblical land of Palestine? We need to remind you that Compassion Radio comes to you daily and reaches out in compassion to those who need to see and experience the love of Christ, only through your financial support. As a final note, we would ask for your prayer support for Norm Nelson. Norm is struggling with his health at this time. We know the Lord has him firmly in his hands, and he knows the path he has for Norm to follow. But we covet your prayer support for him, and we would welcome your words of encouragement to him by letter, email, or phone call. Finally, for your gift of $25 or more, we would like to send you, at your request, a token prayer reminder made for you in the little town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem Bible College students are directly involved with choosing and preparing each item. We trust you will treasure this unique thank you gift as it reminds you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, which directly affects Bethlehem. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That address again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And our web address, of course, available to you 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of the Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll see you again tomorrow for the next Compassion Radio.